Annapolis, the city by the bay, and where wars have been fought. When it comes to bombs on the football field, it's a tough call which side Annapolitans are on.
What is Annapolis? Is Annapolis a Ravens town or is it a Redskins town?
It's probably pretty split.
Joshua Cohen is the mayor of Annapolis and is himself a Ravens fan, despite being a Redskins fan growing up when Baltimore and Maryland were without a team.
When we finally got the Ravens, it was huge. And I remember the first season with, you know, Ted Marchibroda and Vinny Testaverde was the quarterback. I mean, I was just hooked. And the fact that the organization is such a quality organization and the players, I mean, it's made it real easy to be a Ravens fan.
You even have a purple tie on today.
I do.
Is that just coincidence? That's just in the rotation?
Well, I have a bunch of purple ties.
And while the city may be split on football, something interesting is happening. The Redskins have moved training camp all the way down to Richmond. The Ravens, they're moving around the state, including a yearly stop at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. And they may be winning some hearts.
It helps. I mean, it certainly helps with the kids because at the end of practice, they don't invite the parents, but they invite the kids down to the first rows, and then players will give autographs.
Just a stone's throw away from the mayor's office is the Acme Bar and Grill. Yep, I'm going back to the bar. Haley pulls a tap, but pulls no strings when it comes to what team Annapolis lives and dies for in baseball.
What about on a, say, like a Wednesday night, okay. Orioles or Nationals are
Orioles,
on?
Orioles, all the way.
No doubt about it, Orioles fans?
No doubt about that.
Okay.
That seems to be the trend no matter where I go in Maryland. Orioles, Orioles, Orioles.
Something magic happens every time you go.
Mark Burdett, the GM at Channel 9 and former Ravens executive, says it may not have anything to do with magic. Says the team made a calculated decision years ago when Washington was without a baseball team to make it easier for people south of Baltimore to get to the games, and that decision is still paying off today.
The Orioles did a fantastic job when they opened Camden Yards. Just think of it, the proximity to Washington improved by 20 miles and probably 25 minutes in a commute. And they marketed, you know, they had a store in Lafon Plaza, and they marketed to this community, and they were good. They won.
And they're winning again.
And the Orioles back in the win column in San Francisco.
A trip around Maryland wouldn't be complete without a stop in Ocean City. And a trip to OC wouldn't be complete without a stop to the first ever Green Turtle.
When you come in here on a baseball game night, Orioles and Nationals are both playing. Are you got more Nationals fans, more Orioles fans? What do people want to watch?
Orioles fans.
Is that right?
We get National fans, and we try to promote both, but it's definitely more Orioles and Nationals.
What about for football season?
Ravens. We have a roost here, so, you know, one whole side of the restaurant is completely that group of people. We do cater to Redskins fans because our staff is pretty much split between Ravens and Redskins, but we're more of a Ravens bartender.
Adam, my bartender, says he sees plenty of Ravens shirts with O's hats and Skins jerseys with Nats caps, plenty of Orioles and Redskins combination as well, but...
It seems to be that you could be a Redskins and an Orioles fan. There are very few. I've been trying to track down a Ravens and a National fan. Have you ever met one of those people before?
No.
At the end of the day, whether you're an Orioles, Ravens, Redskins, or Nationals fan, with the Caps and Wizards plus DC United, you throw in the Terps. Can this area really handle all of these teams? Burdett doesn't flinch.
Yes, there is enough people to go around. It's really how well-run the organizations are. If they're well-run, which you're starting to see all the Orioles fans come back because of Buck Showalter and the players and whatnot, they'll support them. But this is a very busy society, and if they're not good, like the Wizards aren't good, people aren't. They're just not going to go there. This isn't, with all due respect, this isn't Buffalo, where there's really not a whole lot of other things to do other than support the Bills and the Sabres. There's a lot of other opportunities, and if the Orioles are terrible, you can easily become a Nats fan. And if the Redskins lose 7 games in a row, you can become a Ravens fan in the course of the season. So with all those people, we wish all the teams well because it's just good for business, it's good for morale, it's good for people because winning is, you know, is the great elixir.
And that's one thing fans of colors can agree on no matter where they are in Maryland, that the winning continues for whatever team they're rooting for. Brian Eamon on WBAL and WBAL.com.